stuck at home and you don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Oh, that camera's so high. Anyway, I am still full. Are you still full? I am stuffed. And I'm just stuffed. So I want to know what you guys ate. So write me and tell me so I can see it. We had turkey. It was just very small. It was just Van and I and two very dear friends, another couple. And that was it. It was four, but it was so great. We had stone crabs and champagne. And it was just a little, we didn't go crazy with dishes. So it was like really, really good. So I hope you guys had a very safe and beautiful Thanksgiving. And I hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving weekend. It's nice to feel just a little normal. I hope you're getting a little bit of that right now. Anyway, so welcome. We have a great show for you tonight. I'm going to tease you with my first guest, but I'm not going to show him to you yet. Cato Kaelin. Remember Cato Kaelin? Well, he's a dear friend of mine, and I'll tell you more about him in a second. But first, it's time for me to do what I do, and that's to do my little sales pitch to you guys. Okay, so first of all, have you read my book? Have you read the Up All Night book, From Hollywood Bombshell to Lingerie Mogul, Life Lessons from an Accidental Feminist? You must read this because it's really great if you're going into business or you want to look into a Hollywood career. It's a very entertaining, great, easy read. And I really, really want you guys to pick this up. So you can go to RhondaShear.com. And if you go to RhondaShear.com, it comes signed. You can also pick it up on Amazon, but it's not signed on Amazon. So that's the first promo. Second promo, it's all about the mask. So if you go to RhondaShearSocialHour.com or to RhondaShear.com, you can pick up my Up All Night masks. They're really, really great. You can get one, you can get two, you can pick up four. I highly recommend getting all four of them. You'll use them every day of the week. They're so cute. They've got the little sexy girl logo, the original Up All Night logo, or Up All Night logo. And they're all cotton lined. So really super comfortable. The shape of them's great. You don't like breathe the mask in when you're talking. So you're going to love that. Okay. Third promo. Are you looking for a special Christmas gift or holiday gift to send someone and you just know that they have everything, or you just, you know, you don't know what to get them? Send them me. Yes. Go to cameo.com/RhondaShear. And for a small nominal fee, you can just tell me what you want me to say to your friend or what you want me to talk about or sing or whatever. And I will do a personalized message and send that off to you. And then you can send it off to them or however you want to do that. It's a fun gift. I'll do all night. I'll do anything within reason. If you tip me high, I might do anything. No, just kidding. Okay, what else? Oh, all right. So RhondaShear.com. My intimate apparel brand and my intimateapparel.com has everything, or I don't know if it's everything, but almost everything on sale for 40% off. It is everything on sale. That's huge because our prices are crazy amazing. It's another place to shop for a girlfriend, a mom, for yourself. This is really, really cool. So if you're looking for the most beautiful, most comfortable, the sexiest, the sassiest, or in loungewear, pajamas, or bras and panties, go to RhondaShear.com, 40% off. It's our big Black Friday through the weekend sale. So check that out. And then one more promo and that's it. I promise. You know, I have a store opening. We're hoping to get it open in December. But right now we are online and there's also sales online for RetreatSaintPete.com. RetreatSaintPete.com. And it's a really cool consignment store. We have everything from $10 on up to $10,000. Furniture, accessories, great place to shop for gifts. It's really special. It's really unique. We're getting the store ready right now. We've had to redo it from top to bottom and it's all good. Okay, I'm looking at myself kind of in the monitor and I don't have my normal, a lot of makeup on and my lashes, which I love. And I have to tell you guys why. I just had a little something removed from my eye. It's all okay. But I can't wear makeup. Anyway, enough about me. Let's talk about you. So, you know, before I introduce my first guest, we also do something every week. We love to drink and it's the holidays. So when I say hair, because I talk about my hair a lot, and you hear this, drink up. It doesn't have to be alcohol. I hope it is. But if it's not, hot chocolate, tea, water, whatever you got. Cheers. Cheers. Happy Thanksgiving. I never met bubbles I didn't like. Speaking of bubbles, it's that time for us to meet our favorite guest on the Rhonda Shear Social Hour. What is Professor Cocktail up to tonight? Let's check it out. In the meantime, I'll get my cleavage out. Let's go and see what Professor Cocktail's doing. Okay.
Professor Cocktail. Grasshopper mind, tie a shot that tastes like apple pie. Professor Cocktail. Tom Collins with with a giant flower.
It's Professor Cocktail, and I think I'm a little hammered right now. Yeah, I'm hammered. Because I've been doing a couple of vodkas in solo cups, you know? Tonight, the drink is very easy. Kind of disgusting sounding, but it's very easy. It's called a smoker's cough, and it consists of just Jägermeister and a mayo shot. So, we use our little shot glass. Let's put the mayo in first. Okay? And then we get our Jägermeister. Everyone knows Jägermeister. From the days of college, oh my God. This one I'm gonna love. We do the mixing and put it back in, and then we do the professor mix. Go around and around and around. Reverse. Around and around and around. Reverse once. Woo! Look at that drink. It's a Jägermeister mayo shot. And you know what? It looks like spit and phlegm in the same glass. What do you think about that? Tastes like spit and phlegm also. Oh God. Somebody's gonna like it though. I'm certain of that. Okay.
That's disgusting. Who would ever think of a smoker's cough? Jägermeister and mayo. Actually, that's what it looks like. Okay. Anyway, I'm very, very excited to introduce my very first guest of the evening. I think we all know the name Cato Kaelin for his notoriety with the O.J. Simpson case. He was America's house guest. But I knew Cato long before any of that craziness went on. I knew him as a stand-up comic. And as an actor, he hit the ground running in Hollywood before all that craziness happened. He started Beach Fever. He's done tons of reality television like Celebrity Boot Camp, Sunset Tan, Hedonism 2. I mean, of course, he's quite the playboy. So I never knew that Cato was really big into poker. So he did a poker reality show. I have to ask him about that. I never knew. He didn't seem like he would have that poker face. He did Celebrity Big Brother. I knew about that. Lately, except, you know, right before COVID, he's been traveling with Wizard World, which is that huge convention, kind of like Comic-Con. And he's perfect because I have to say Cato has hosted game shows. That's really his calling. He's amazing. He's hosted talk shows. He's been on, of course, with Bill Maher. But he's great. He's great. He's so super talented. And I'm so happy to introduce him because he's going to liven up tonight. He does not need a smoker's cough shot. Let me introduce you to Cato Kaelin.
La 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 la.
I love you. Right. I love you.
Honestly, I was watching the professor and my phone was breaking off and on. And all I heard his name was Professor Cock. What kind of show is this?
So, Kato, are you wearing a slacker? I'm wearing
a kind of Armani sweater with a Calvin Klein tee because I wanted to be sexy too.
Okay. But, Kato and I did. We did. We're going to do that. Kato and I did a line together called Slacker, which was men's loungewear. And what's really interesting is that we did it years ago, but now men's loungewear is on fire. I just bought Van like two wool, like sweatpants that are so cool. They look like dress pants. They're amazing. So we have to talk about that.
People still talk about Slacker. I've never given up. I think it's phenomenal. People, you know, I work. You mentioned Wizard World. The Wizard World is the world's largest traveling Comic Con. It's the largest one. We go all over the world. I did it the last 4 years as we have a celebrity stage, and I bring up some of the celebrities. And we have every city we go to, we have a booker that gets the best of magicians, singers. We get like the best 90s band, whatever fits the venue. So I wanted to get you involved, and I'm going to talk to you about that later probably, but with so much going on. But we end every show, Rhonda, which you'll love. We end it with a thing called Kato-roki, where I get all the Spider-Mans, all the Aquaman. They all come on stage and we do an hour of Kato-roki. It's so much fun that they're going to probably develop a show around that with me. And I work with so many talented people.
This is so up your alley, Kato. This is so up your alley. It's what you should do. Also interact. You're so great with children, interacting with kids and people.
The parents, everybody is, it's, shoot, I'm sorry, one second. Hello? I'm with Rhonda now. No, guys, call me back. Seriously, call me on the Apple. You know, we got a million of them, and I love you. Rhonda, I love you.
Okay, Kato and I have done such crazy stuff together. So, all right, so tell me about these Wizard World, like you fit into that because you have the energy. How long is a Wizard World day? Like how many hours?
We do all the major cities. I did a 20 last year. Our next season, it's year round. It doesn't stop. But New right. Orleans, I wanted you to come to New Orleans, but we don't know if it's going to go with COVID. So I don't know what's going to happen. It's the most fun show is New Orleans. We do 4 days there. And I'm on the stage pretty much from 8:30 in the morning for my check. And I go until 9 at night. I don't stop talking. I don't take breaks. I love it so much. Rhonda, I've met so many great people. And life is wonderful. The whole COVID thing.
I know. But it'll happen again. You know, as a matter of fact, Kato, everybody's going to want to get out even more. So let me show a quick clip of Wizard World. Hang in there. Okay. Do we have a clip of Wizard World? Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's play it. Let's play the Wizard World and Kato, and get ready to hair. Perfect for you.
That's Wizard World was a special one. The only one we did in LA. That was for the Ghostbusters 35th anniversary at Aykroyd. Of course, it was with the director. Harold Ramis passed away. We had the entire cast there. And that was the entire Sony lot. Now, that's the only time we do LA, but we normally go to Chicago, Philadelphia, New Orleans. That show was phenomenal because we did a 4-day event with the cast. We did a screening at a theater we rented out, and the cast did the words to the, you know, how they do the Rocky Horror Picture Show. We do some really crazy stuff.
This is how you're going to get your television show or your films.
It's run by a guy, John Mata. John ran Warner Brothers for 29 years, and John and I became extremely close buddies, and we've written some shows together, and John knows everybody in Hollywood. So This is on camera, but after this, I'm calling you Monday because I got so much I want to tell you and share with you.
I'm so excited. Yeah, but yeah, Kate, and you're getting all these compliments from my viewers right now, how much they love you, how handsome you are. I don't know if you're seeing that. Kate or Caitlin, what is your favorite expose song? Expose is a pop singing girl group in the 80s, 90s. Expose had hits like Come Go With Me, Tell Me Why, What You Don't Know, and Point of No Return.
Point of No Return. Yes, point. And that was also with Bridget Fonda.
Fonda. See, Kato knows random shit. He does. I love that about him. He knows random shit. And he's a great host.
That was La Femme Nikita. And La Femme Nikita, I happen to have a person that played Nikita. Her name's Maggie Q, probably one of the greatest actresses. She's Chinese. She did Mission Impossible 3. And she also did Live Free, Die Hard with Bruce Willis. And that's going to be the next person you meet.
Damn, boy, you're so good. That's why you need to do a talk show. I have to sit up higher so you can see my cleavage.
I know. I've been looking. I love that. Rhonda, by the way, you look fantastic. I mean, I don't know how you keep looking younger. And that's not me trying to kiss your butt.
So do you, Kato. You look great. I'm trying to be healthier. I only do this on Saturday nights and on Thanksgiving weekend. But anyway, your hair looks great. Wait.
I'm thinking it's work. I got to go to another show after.
I know. You never drink. But that's okay. You drink whatever you want. That's why you can remember things. Kato, you have had an amazing life, and you've had to fight through a lot of crap because you were already, you know, you were becoming a star, and then the O.J. Simpson thing happened, and that was just notoriety, but it was good because, oh, there you and I are together on Up All Night because we aired your film, and that was great. You and I go so far back. But I want to say that I really, truly think what's really cool is that it is a better time in Hollywood, and I think this is your time. I think it's totally your time, and like people are gonna. I mean, your name has always had more recognition than anybody, but I'm really excited for you because I feel the minute I saw you doing Wizard World, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so perfect for him. In person, live, this has always been your thing.
What kind of changed things for me is that the president of CBS called me and asked me. He said, "You have to be on Celebrity Big Brother." And honestly, that kind of changed everything because I got a chance to, you can't really fake cameras that are on you 24/7. And the viewership in my social media went up and people were like, this is what they're saying. It's not me being cocky or bragging, but I had so many great things happen with people saying they had no idea it was funny and it had great viewership. And the president of CBS now, I became dear friends with, he went to school at Wisconsin with me. I didn't know. It's Kelly Call. Kelly is he's the number one at CBS. He's in charge of everything. And he's been wonderful. And it's the same, you know, a guy who runs a studio that's from Wisconsin. He's so down to earth. One of the greatest people ever. And like you said, Rhonda, so many people you start meeting. And I think the older I became, it's not so important. The fame, it just kind of happened. And it's organic, and I think you're right.
It's beyond that. Well, I don't think anything matters nowadays. You know, back, I think in the 90s, things were different. I think whatever happens, happens. I think it's your time. I think that I'm still going to do some amazing things. I really love this talk show format that we started initially because I was bored and depressed. Yeah. And I love doing this. You know, I love talking to my friends and I just like talking. I don't like, you know, it's very informal. And I think people love that because I've been having the same guys. And thank you. Steve Anderson just said that you look great. Everybody's been saying how great you look and they love you. And of course, some ladies are liking you. So Kato, I'm just going to jump around a little bit. Tell me how your love life is because, you know, you have all these female followers and I know I've seen you in action. And I've seen the ladies fawning all over you. Are you still single?
Yeah, I'm still single. I had a woman who was just love her dearly. She just got out right before COVID. I didn't know what's going to be happening. I said I didn't want to get married yet, and so we decided that she's going to split. Then COVID happened. I said I think I made a big mistake, but I wish her the best. She was a beautiful Asian girl. From China, I think Wuhan. No, but seriously, Beijing. And so she's fantastic, and I wished her the best. She has a boyfriend now, and I said, You are the greatest person I've ever met, and you deserve happiness. So if it comes back, it does. If it doesn't, I'm okay.
You had another gorgeous gal before who I follow her, and she recently got married. What's with you? You almost get there, and then a pandemic happens. What a great excuse.
Isn't that great? You know what, though? If it's going to happen, I've met so many other people, and yeah, I date off and on, and I like I said, maybe I'll meet the right one, but I'm not really, I don't look out for marriage. It just happens.
I know. Well, you know, you don't have to, because when it's time, it's time. You don't have to do it. You need to have fun. You need to go off and be Cato right now. And, you know, I think that, you know, it's really interesting. We will have to talk offline, because everything like that lounge where we were ahead of our time, Cato, like men are living now, because everybody, like I have sweatpants from the bottom down, like everybody's really comfortable at home. And look how sexy you are in your little Armani sweater.
You know what, Rhonda, honestly, when I tell people to even go on slackerwear.com, and this, by the way, I work with a lot of these A-list celebs that do Wizard World. I'm not making this up. I tell them that we have the TV remote pocket, the Slackerwear, the little comedy things we wrote about each thing. They just go, this is a multi-million dollar idea. So I think
it is
better now.
And here's, you know,
better life, I think. And I think you'll agree with me.
But you know what? That happens, Cato. Even with my line, different things that I'm just getting ready to do. They didn't work years ago, but now they are working. So it's just timing, just like your timing with Wizard World. So it's okay. You just revisit things. And yeah. and then also what's great right now, and that wasn't happening as much too when we did it, because we were ahead of our time, is that online sales are so important now. And people are staying home and shopping. So it's all good.
And I think another thing that's important, it's sort of like when I heard back from you, it's so funny how people that you care about and that have been friends forever, I still have my set of friends. And when I got the phone call from Marie and then you and mentioning Van, honestly, it's felt like, oh my God, it's like Thanksgiving and Christmas in my heart. And that's, and I know, you know, we're going to be friends for life. And I know that it's another plan for us to do something. And I can't wait. And I hope your email is the same, or I can just call you direct, because I'll tell you stuff. Okay?
Yeah. No, it's the same. Everything's the same, and I'm home. I'm working a lot. Our business is great. Knock on wood. We Skype everything to HSN and to our, you know, the shopping channels, but our own online, everything is on fire right now. And I do think more people have found my line from .coms right now. So I mean, from shopping at home right now. So. All is good. And I mean, we've been experimenting with a cooking show. We've been experimenting with even bringing back Up All Night, but a little different than when we made you do it before. So we made you do it. We talked you into it. But if you saw my house right now, you would laugh. It looks like we're doing a porn film here, because Van has, no, seriously, there's cameras set up. There's monitors. Van bought state-of-the-art equipment so we could basically make this a studio, because everything is coming. We don't know when HSN will go back. So all is good. So you need to do that too.
I always thought that'd be a great campaign slogan for, you know, stamp out porn. The hand is a terrible thing to waste.
Wait, hair. Hair. I don't know if you can hear that or not.
I did. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I swear. My fans all know that. It's hair time. And you've got the perfect hair for hair time. So you've been doing television. Also, you did something in 2016. I'm not sure if I knew that, but I did know about the celebrity thing that you did, the Big Brother thing. What was that like, by the way? Tell people what it's really like to have cameras on you 24 hours. I mean, no one really knows.
I never want to do it again, because when I did the show, I came from our Wizard World New Orleans show, and the New Orleans show is it's brutal. I mean, I work really these incredible hours. So I went right from the Wizard World show, right. I moved into the house, and when you move in, you don't have any. There's no life. You can't call people. You're sequestered. You have no internet. Nothing. So I had to tell certain people that I'll be in this thing for, I made it for 21 days. I was sort of back then a little bit fluish, so I did not go number two for 7 straight days, and they almost called the doctor on me. I got really sick, but
I bet.
So So
I bet, because I know you and I, have sensitive, we have sensitive stomachs, you and I know that.
One bathroom with, at that time, 13 people. And it was, you know, certain parts are tough. And then the day, you know, day four or five, no real sleeping. They have lights on the entire time. People start getting on your nerves. But I immediately became like this within an hour with Tom Green. Tom and I became Tom and Kato. And it became a very viral thing. And to this day, Tom and I are still dear friends. But we decided at that point, we'll never, you know, do the backstab. We'll stay together. And people really are brutal. They are brutal.
Really? How so? Tell me. Okay, so first of all, I can't wrap my head around one bathroom, but all right, go ahead. 13 people, one bathroom.
Well, it's brutal when I tell you, it's like they would lie to your face that they're in on your, like, let's together never do anything, don't vote me out, blah, blah, blah. And I would say, okay, I'll stay with these four people. It's Dina Lohan, by the way, should do your show, because you'll love Dina. Immediately, you guys are, you'll love her. So I said, Dina, myself, Tom. And we started this alliance, and then we had a girl named Natalie, and everybody's start. Tom and I are the only ones that stayed true, and then they just want to get rid of you. It's difficult. So I guess lying and cheating is part of it. You're good at that, which I'm not. And they
no, that is not you. That is not you. I see that being very hard for you, and also you're very private, Kato. Like, I can't see the one bathroom thing. Is it one shower? That's kind of gross.
No, but, they have two showers, but if you become the, I guess it's called the house guest, the number one, you get your own room, and then that will, you've got to earn that room for your own bathroom. So I got it twice.
Yeah, so where was it? Where?
CBS lot. They build a house there at CBS, at the Radford lot. Beautiful. So, it's a beautiful house.
So but why would they do it? I mean, what is it about the one bathroom? Is that something to psych people out, to make them more mad at each other?
Yeah, I think so. I think you've got to, because you got to start signing up for times and when to go, and then you become your alliances of, hey, you watch my stuff while I'm in the bathroom, or there's a pool table. There's no, they had a workout room, which is kind of nice, but they would, you know, people would, I'm not big into food. I could care less. You should see the people ordering food. They give you time to order stuff. Like, what do you want us to get? I mean, they're getting lobster, all these things, like hundreds of dollars every day. I'm going, geez, I'm fine with just one rice cake and avocado.
So you didn't have to cook. They would order in food for you.
You can do anything. Yeah, we had people that wanted to love to cook. Joey Lawrence was always cooking. He was great.
That would probably have been cooking, because I would have been, you know, that I have to tell you, that would freak me out. I would probably, I could not have done what you did for even that amount of time. But I congratulate you on, I couldn't do it.
You could probably have done it. When you're in there, you kind of commit. So if you commit, you're there. You're like, okay, I can do this for 30 days.
Maybe in my 20s, not now.
I know. Day four, I started my period, so I was really good.
Oh my gosh, if you're a girl and that happens with one bathroom, oh no. Well, that's really cool though. I'm glad you did that, because I mean, that did open up a lot of people finding on the other side of Kato, really seeing. Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't let me put it on to promote it. But then they said, while I was in there, they said, you know what, bring your slacker. And I was like, but I'm in the house, how do I get it? So I gave everybody in the cast, because of you,
right,
Slackerware, the cast, and they, I'm telling you, Rhonda, people love it.
Yeah, it still didn't help the fact that they still turned on you to try to get you off the show.
Yeah, then the clothes came after, though. We ordered before, and it came after. It's like, I wish you would have said, hey, you guys, don't, you're going to get some great clothes for me.
Yes, okay, next time, bras and panties for the girls. Well, yes. I mean, you have to get me into Wizard World, because I don't know. Up All Night needs to be in Wizard World. So you got to get me.
Well, I've got, what we're going to do is this week coming up, I've got two calls that we're going to make that you're going to be on. And with Van or whoever you want to bring in, but I think so. And it's going to
only be Marie. I'm only bringing Marie. You know, Marie.
It'll be all business.
Marie is with us. Marie went away for a little while, and now we have her back, and I'm so happy.
Oh, I love Marie.
Yes. Well, she's producing the show along with Gene, and we, you know, we're doing some really cool things now, I have to say. you know, not just for the business, but on the side. And I'm opening a consignment store. Hey, we need something from you. I'm doing a celebrity corner in my consignment store where someone can donate and either donate and we can, you know, if it sells, you can get paid like any other consigner, or we can donate.
Kato bobblehead.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Where is that from, Wizard World?
This is I'm a was very big sports guy, and I had a show called Sports Haters. So people would watch the show, and the Baseball Hall of Fame made me my own bobblehead because of my Brewers, because I love the Brewers.
I know. Look at you. You look so handsome there.
I'm in the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame. That's my
bobblehead. I need a bobblehead for my store.
You got it. Bobbleheadhalloffame.com.
Okay.
I'm getting you one.
Okay. Okay. What's the name of the site again?
It's the Bobblehead Hall of Fame.
Okay. Okay. I love this. You were just told by Red December, so I don't know. Okay. All right. That you are an adrenaline junkie. I love that. And Andre wants to know, where can I get that bobblehead? Tell him again. Where can he get it?
On Twitter, I know they're called the Bobblehead Hall of Fame.
And they have the Bobblehead Hall of Fame.com. Yes,
lots of great bobbleheads. I'm one of them. They made for me. I love it. And it's so cool. So they wanted to know my favorite saying. And my favorite saying, I said, hop on the K train.
Oh, you know, I love that. Hop on the K train. I love that.
Rhonda and I, remember we were going to make underwear with all my sayings. K train, hey, hop on.
Snails, we love that. It's not done, so it's all good. So I'll look at Bobblehead Hall of Fame on there. So if you guys want to see a line of loungewear with Kato, we did this line, and there was a pocket for potato for the remote control, and there was a pocket for potato chips. Like it's the perfect thing for guys on Sunday afternoon watching the game.
And then we came up for kids. When the line gets bigger, we're going to call them cater tots.
I love that. It's endless. All right. So tell me, I know you're into sports. Who's going to win the Super Bowl? Because my Saints are doing really well.
Well, you know that I'm a diehard Green Bay Packer fan. Packers got killed by Tampa. I think it's going to be – the Saints look great. Do you know the Saints, what's going to happen tomorrow is the Saints are playing Denver, and Denver has no quarterback because they all have virus, and they're playing without a quarterback. So New Orleans should be a great bet. They should win by 40.
In the meantime, I'm in love personally. Now, my Saints are my favorite team. I must say that because my New Orleans friends get very upset. But I'm in love with Tom Brady. Like, I'm personally in love, and Van knows it. And when he came here, like there was a rumor he was going to move down the street from me. I got very excited about that. Didn't happen. But he's been really disappointing the last 2 weeks. Or do you think it's the team?
No, I think it's Tom. I think he's missing a lot of the passes. Team for him, but still, he should be much better than what he's playing. And I think the coach, Bruce Arians, probably said the wrong thing. He didn't give him confidence. And he's the only coach that's kind of said he's missing his targets. And if that's not a jab at your quarterback, that's a pretty bad jab, but he is missing his targets.
I know. He's like throwing when he beat that game against the Saints was brutal. That was a brutal game.
And then they killed the Packers, and Aaron Rodgers is normally amazing. So
I know. Well, last week was close, but he was not on it. I don't know. They want to know if you have a soccer team that you support. Do you support any soccer teams?
No, but I love the group called Soccer Mommy. She's terrific. Check her out. Soccer Mommy.
Soccer Mommy. Check out. Okay, so Guy said he would totally get those slacker pants. So we're getting all these great comments. Kato, tell me, you know, with all the years I've known you, I've never known you to be a poker player. Like, how can you keep a poker face? How?
Well, I play a lot of poker. I played my entire life as a kid because that's my dad. My mom used to have Sunday get-togethers. All the relatives would come by. I come from a very large family. So I knew poker. I know all the games of poker, Seven Card, or I know Omaha. And I know a lot of professional players that I've known for years. So I think it's not so much a poker face. It's kind of just knowing when your streak comes of when to bet or not to bet. I think Kenny Rogers, not only his chicken, but his song is true. You have to know when to hold them, and you know how to fold them.
Oh, look, we have slackerware.com up. Thank you. We just put slackerware.com up. There's a few pieces in there. You guys can still go to slackerware.com and get some slackerware. Not much
hair,
left.
Hair.
Oh, wait.
I honestly don't know if we have stock, but I saw the website. So.
Hair. Yeah. Marie, could you text Van and tell him he needs to bring me more champagne?
I love watching. I love watching sports with Van. He used to run around the house with his jock and a cup on.
I think my Saints may win the Super Bowl. I think they could.
They look great.
I would love to see Breeze go out a champ. I mean, I really would. I would like to see Tom Brady pick it up for next year if he really ends up playing. He's got a $50 million contract. Does he really need it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Tampa's going to get far. They don't look too good anymore. I think they have their good games and bad games and more bad games lately.
Wait a minute. Richard Gabay, producer, actor, writer, Richard, says, Kato cast the extras on Donner's Island and Bikini Drive-In. I'll be grateful for the telephone number he got from me. Smiley face. Do you remember Richard and doing that?
Richard, I remember that complete movie. I think it was Fred Olin Ray was the director, if I'm not mistaken. See if I'm right with that. It was so much fun. Yeah, I used to have a casting business. Definitely. And I'd work hours, and I'm sure he knows that. We'd be there from maybe 8 at night until 9 the next morning. It was unbelievable hours, and I'd wrangle all the extras, and I had so much fun. But, yeah.
Kato, you are definitely not a lazy person. You have the most energy, and I've been with you around the house where I'm falling asleep, and you're still going. I mean, you have the most – oh, thank you. Oh, you're the best. All right, you can't see it. I'm getting a little sneaking of champagne because it's Saturday night and with Kato, and I'm so happy you were able to come on. So okay, go ahead. What? Thank you.
No, I love it. Are you kidding me? Like I said, when I got that and found out about doing your show and just being with you, it's a complete.
Well, you know, I've reconnected with some great people on this show as well, like Richard, who just wrote in. I mean, some great people. And because of that, a lot of cool, interesting things are happening in my life, too. And you never know. I mean, a dear, dear producer that I worked with on all night, we're talking about doing something together. Hopefully after COVID, everybody will remember those things. You know, I hope, you know, we keep some of those contacts. I think we will get out of this. So how has it been for you shut down? I mean, because you do have so much energy. How do you deal with it? Are you going out at all?
Yeah, well, you know what, Rhonda? I got to tell you that you're very lucky to be in Florida, because this is the California will go bankrupt because of Governor Newsom and Garcetti. And I'm not just saying, I'm not a political guy. They're horrible. Horrible. And I'll say that whether or not everything he's done is wrong. Everything he does is wrong. I live in an area that is so hip and moving. I'm in a media district. Everything is, for the last almost year, has been a ghost town. 9 new restaurants we had in our street, 9 beautiful restaurants. Everyone's had to close. And it's so awful. You know, I tested for the COVID and I don't have anything. And I, you know, every November I get flu and I was worried. I said, boy, I feel kind of like, you start having fear mongering because of what they do. So I tested, I was fine. But whatever happened to good old flu? And it's sort of like everybody keeps. I know there's a thing, COVID, but you know what? You can't.
But you can be. You can. You're right. You can be. You can be safe. People at my office are working safely with masks. They've been safe. I mean, and we've gotten a couple of like moments where someone in the office, husband, and then it did pass through. They tell us, and then everybody quarantines, whatever. You can work safely. It can be done. But to shut everything down, I mean, now here we are in Florida. Nothing has been shut down. So, but, you know, and I don't think our cases, I'm not saying they're low, because I think there's a spike right now in general, but I don't think they're that much different. I think it's the seasonal. What's interesting, and I was reading a really crazy article about New York, the young people, like in their 20s, have never shut down. They went underground. So they have all these clubs and in secret places that move around the city, and they pay to get in, and they're smoking from each other's cigarette and drinking from, you know. So this is never, I mean, that's the sad thing, is when you shut things down the way they're doing, people find a way to go under, and that's more dangerous, I think.
Well, and it's also, he did it the wrong way by going to his own dinner parties. He kept his Napa winery open. It was just, he did everything wrong. You know, do as I say, don't do as I do. It's really a bad
thing. Oh, my gosh. And you know what's really interesting? James just said, hi, Cato. What's really interesting is that the French Laundry, I don't know if you've ever been there. Van and I went there with Thomas, my stepson, one time.
It was like
a $4,000 meal. Of course, we were kind of crazy and drinking wine for three people. I mean, we figured it was once in a lifetime. He said he was out. There is no outdoors at that restaurant. There's three tiny rooms. I don't think the restaurant holds more than 25 to 30, if that many people, completely packed. So, yeah, that was wrong that he did that.
On Twitter, I put down, I said, Newsom's a liar. He's full of crepe.
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be political at all. It shouldn't be. It is a virus, but I do think it's about being safe. I think you have to, you know, people like me, I've got stuff than Van and I, you just have to take care of yourself and your family.
You asked me how I'm surviving. So I have close friends that I know that are safe. So we have get together probably three times a week and we still do stuff. And, we haven't got caught. And, I have an occasion on Monday. I have a date. We'll see what happens with that.
You have a date with somebody different than the girl. Okay. So I'm not going to ask how you met her, but your comments on unrelated on COVID dating and dating apps, because I have a couple of really funny people that come on here and they talk about COVID dating through, you know, like dating sites. What are your thoughts on that? And then I'll let go after this and then we'll talk next week.
Well, I've never done any kind of online dating in my entire life. I just meet so many people. Don't forget, I've been on the road for 4 years and I meet people from every city and I'm a very gregarious person. I love meeting people, but a lot of my stuff is because I do an app called Zin app where I'm doing comedy bits and it's on my Instagram. I'm also, I do little jokes, sketches. And a lot of the people have seen the sketches, and so they comment, write me little messages. And I go, I never would pick someone off Instagram until they started sending the pictures.
Oh, I like that. Okay, what's the name of that so everybody can go? Say it again. What's the name of that?
I'm sorry. Call my Apple, not the banana.
That's really funny. I think my phone was ringing just now.
I do an app. It's called Zin. It's brand new. It's with someone you're going to meet on this after we do our show. You're going to meet Zin app. It's a Chinese based, bigger than TikTok. So I meet so many people because Wizard World was about to go to Shanghai. And I started a group that came to see our show. And they the Chinese, the anime and the Japanese, they love Wizard World. So my connections got them the meeting. And right when it was all happening through me, the COVID happened.
Wow.
So the Wizard World shut down for now. But it's all going to happen because Monday, with you in mind, I'm doing a QVC type show for Wizard World Live, selling merchandise of all.
I was just going to ask you. That is so smart. So I was going to ask you, why doesn't Wizard World become a reality show in itself? You know, like either live and then selling the product, selling product. It's such.
I'm sending you an email. You're going to find out everything already. You're going to be involved.
I'll make the products. I'll do any kind of wizard product you want.
Yeah. I've got a phone call set up with someone that's going to be with you, but I've got another one with the Chinese people with you. You sell your Aubra all over the world, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we are doing other products that we can source and produce anything. So yes, we're in the intimate apparel business, but we can source anything, anything. So people come to us and we're doing some other things right now, completely unrelated to the intimate apparel business. So yes.
So I think what the viewers can hear this too. Why don't I'm going to email you and then Tuesday late, probably 9 p.m., 8 p.m. your time, I'll get everybody involved in phone call for you and I'll let you know all the times.
See, everybody loves that we're talking business in the middle of an interview with Cato Kaelin. That's awesome. This is how deals are done, people.
This will be fantastic. This will be fantastic. And everybody else listening, you're involved too. You're getting a cut.
Yes, because we want everything all wizard all the time. And we want the comedy. We want it all. Okay, Cato, I'm going to let you go. I do have a couple of other guests. We've gone over, but that's okay. We will talk next week.
Marie and Van, Rhonda, I love you. Honestly, we're going to talk. I'll let you all the information. I love you, everybody. Thank you for the.
I love you too.
I love it.
I love you. Cato Kaelin, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, he has no energy whatsoever. Could we just please bottle some of that and sell that? Anyway, very excited. And thank you, Cato, for being on. I love doing the show. It's like visiting with great friends and hearing great stories. So where do you want to do? Do we go to a commercial? We're going to go quickly to a commercial break because we got to sell you something. In the meantime, have a sip of hair. No, not hair. Blah. But here you go. We'll be right back.
Hey, hi, I'm Rhonda Shear, and welcome to RhondaShear.com. I want you to come and visit our site and see all of our amazing intimate apparel from small to 3X. We have something for everyone. So we invite you to shop all RhondaShear.com. We have amazing, amazing buys for you. Amazing loungewear. You don't want to miss out because we've got your size and they're incredibly giftable. So shop now. Hey, hi.
Oh, did I just talk to myself?
Yes.
Okay, well, it's that time for my dear friend all the way from Lake Tahoe. He has his own morning show, owns Lake Tahoe on KRLT FM 93.9. He's got the Howie's Morning Rush, but he's way more than that. He's a major headlining comic himself. He's open for every major star. He's run his own comedy club room in Lake Tahoe. He is a joy. He's an old friend. And he also reviews movies and TV shows. And that's part of his bit on the radio show. And so he's a regular on our show. Wait. Jew Doing a Movie Review is the name of his movie review. And I love that. I love that. It's like, look at the 800. Is that like liquor? I love that. I love it. Howie Knave, ladies and gentlemen, giving us holiday movie reviews. Hi.
How are you? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I was keeping in touch with you. Looks like you've been down the hill and visiting your friend and eating. I didn't know you were a vegetarian, but you weren't this weekend.
No. Here's the deal. I got invited to a non-social distancing Thanksgiving dinner in California, but I didn't want to announce it because I didn't want there's snitches out there that will bust you, you know? So I can stay now because it's over. It was at Gavin Newsom's Fair Oaks home in Sacramento County. Man, he's got a lot of food there. So I left him a couple of South Lake Tahoe firefighter masks, you know, and some leftover stuffing. But that's where I spent my Thanksgiving dinner.
Apparently, Howie's from California, but on the Nevada side. Did you hear Cato at all? Because he's not really happy with your governor either.
Hey, I've had him on my radio show, and I said, look, man, if I practice everything that you do, there's no COVID, you know? I'll just go out and just party. I don't care, you know?
Had Gavin Newsom on your radio show?
He's called in before, and I had Governor Sisolak from the Nevada side, because Tahoe's right down right. You know, the middle, so... It's weird because if you have certain tiers. I used to love the movie The Color Purple, not until we got tier one. And so now it's weird because what you could do stuff on the Nevada side of Tahoe that you can't do on the California side of Tahoe. Because the virus stops right at state line, you know.
So do you live in Nevada or California?
I live in California.
Oh, but you're such a Nevada kind of guy.
Yeah, kind of. Did you hear what they did now because of the social distancing now on the Nevada side? You can go to a brothel, but you have to remain 6 feet, so you can only think obnoxious, dirty thoughts. You just can't act on it.
And you pay for that. But you can do that. Can't you do that at home? I mean, yeah.
I love what Cato said about, I guess there's a dating site for those that are right in the middle of this whole COVID thing. What do you do for that, you know?
I have Grace Fraga come on. She's a regular. You guys alternate weeks. I fell in love with you both again. Right. And Grace does a whole thing on dating through COVID. And she actually goes, I don't know how she does it. I don't get it. Of course, the last guy she went out with, Howie, you'll love this. The last guy she went out with that she met, she likes older men.
Right.
She's a comic and she meets this guy. He's a lawyer. He seems great. They go out to eat. She goes, no sex. No sex. You know, girls just get it right out. Wow. Comes back to her house to have champagne and he drops his pants completely. Like, completely. And she's like, what did I tell you? you know, and he's older.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Hey, you know, I do have to say this, and I think you'll back me up on this, because things that were considered kind of like inappropriate, outlandish, since the coronavirus, it's almost become the norm. It's like, no, you know, like, what thoughts I used to have that I had to keep to myself, now I'm just like competing with a virus as far as...
Well, you know what it is? We've all become our parents. You know how they kind of lose... They're, you know, they start saying anything as they get older. You know, they hit their 70s or 80s and they start just say, that's what it is. We just say it. Like, I was on the phone with my niece last night. I'm like saying stuff like, well, yeah, I've probably said that to her before. Like, crazy ass shit.
It's so, I don't know. I because everyone's stuck at home, more people are becoming more like, I don't know. I've seen people snap online, you know.
It's not even road rage anymore. It's not online.
It's online. I started. It's funny. I got pulled over because we had that California curfew, you know, between 10 and 5. I got pulled over, and thank God the El Dorado County Sheriff's Department, bless you, on the Tahoe side, which is California. I go, look, I'm on my way to the radio show. I'm fucking essential, goddamn it, you know. So I got to get to my show, you know.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. We got to get into the movies, but Howie, did you see this movie? I mean, Van and I kind of search around for movies, and did you see Unhinged?
Yes.
You did? What did you think of that? I mean, talking about road rage, right?
I was just going to say, I mean, it wasn't one of the movies I was going to cover, but I was going to wait till next time, but man, talk about a movie mirroring what's happening in our times. Just what we were talking about.
Something I know.
That now it's like, whoa, I can't believe that this movie wasn't, I mean, it came out during since mid-March. But it just blows my mind that, are these people psychic? It's like.
Well, what did you think? Would you recommend that to people? I was sitting on the edge of my chair the whole time. They consider it a B film.
Oh, no. Okay, here's why I liked it. First off, you probably know better than anybody. Things got so formulaic. And if I see one more freaking reboot, I'm just gonna. Hollywood's already a big reboot anyway. Somebody should kick him in the boot. And so to see something like this, it was like so different. You know, I couldn't I'm so good at guessing what's gonna happen on movies. Oh, I know what's gonna happen. That guy's gonna die. Oh, that guy's gonna fuck that woman instead of her. You know. So I mean, but this was like whoa, and that's why I like seeing stuff. That comes out of left field, you know.
I liked it. We were very entertained by it. I have to say, it was scary.
It's
Who's a star? I'm bad with names.
Oh, for which one?
For Unhinged.
Oh, who's the main star on that one? Because I saw it a while.
He played the gladiator.
Yeah, Russell Crowe. It's funny because now I used to go to all these screenings at theaters. Now I got to wait and watch it. I got to watch it online.
Right.
And, there's one that just opened yesterday. Before I forget, I'm a huge Frank Zappa fan. I love Zappa. If you're not familiar with Zappa, then you shouldn't even be watching the show. So I had Dweezil Zappa on my show, and he told all these great stories about his dad and his mom. Gail Zappa gave kudos and her blessings to director writer Alex Winter, who did this like journey, a 5-year journey, 5 or 6 year journey. This documentary about Frank Zappa. And I consider him, seriously, I don't want to categorize him in rock and roll. He, to me, was like the Spike Jones
of
rock and roll. You know, I mean, and the archival footage and what his music went, everything from jazz to symphonic, not just the Mothers of Invention, but all the people who collaborated with him. And he was so bummed when his daughter, Moon Unit, did Valley Girl. That was like his big hit, you know. But he was always like on the sidelines of just genius when it came to music, you know?
Wow, absolutely. So is this out now?
You can't get it on HBO, Hulu, or Netflix, but you can get it on iTunes, Amazon Prime, Google Play, or YouTube right now. And it's only like $5 because and it just became available as of yesterday.
Oh, good. There's probably a lot of good holiday things because I didn't know about that. I know Van would love that. How many bagels does that get?
5 out of 5. And you know what? I'm going to say 5 out of 5 with a lock spread. It was that good.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. We will definitely watch it. All right. Tell us what else. What else should we watch?
Going back to these times that we're in, a lot of people, including myself and yourself, you never had time to watch a lot of great series, binge watch, that's not
right.
I became obsessed with Dexter, and only because it was available on Showtime.
Oh,
he was a serial killer with a conscience with Michael C. Hall.
Wait, was his father a killer too?
Yes. And his father was also a cop. I don't want to give too much away.
But okay.
It's one of those perfect series to watch during these times, because how many times have you had serial killer thoughts? If you haven't, then I'm just saying for somebody else. But it's gone through my to watch this. I felt so
comfortable. I was having one this morning in my bubble bath. It's so funny. I was thinking, wow, who is bubble bath?
And it's amazing all the stuff I've never seen. And so now I'm catching up. And the other one for those who
go back to Dexter. How long is it? How many are there? Is there a lot, or is it?
Oh my God! I think off the top of my head, it ran for at least 7 seasons. I'm going to guess 7 seasons.
Okay. Is it done? Is it done?
No, it's been done for a while, but there's been talk about bringing it back. But they've revived the series so people can watch it again. That's the beauty of it. You gotta see it.
All right, Dexter. It's warped. I kind of like those kind of films. So it's a 5 bagel?
Oh, easily, yeah, easily. Now, if you're more, I don't know, cautious, more tepid, so to speak, I binge watched the 3 episodes that are completed of Kevin Costner. He's got the series called Yellowstone. It takes place in Montana. He's like the 6th generation. Homesteader, and everybody wants his land. I mean, everyone from oil developers, lumber, and also obviously the Indian reservations that are next to him. But he forms these alliances, and it's great. It's a great story to watch.
Van loves westerns, and I love Kevin Costner. So,
Yellowstone.
How many of those, and how long has it been on?
It shot 3 series. It's 3 seasons already. The 4th one is supposed to start. Who knows with what's going on, but it's well worth watching, man.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Van's gonna love it. It's great.
So
yeah.
Why did that only get 4 bagels?
Because it's still going. I'm projecting my reviews. So I might not like the 4th season. I don't want to go back and say, that schmuck Howie said it was 5 bagels.
Four bagels, and it could be 5, but it's not done yet.
Right, not quite. Yeah, not quite. Anything, let's see what happens in the 4th season.
Anything else for us?
For that, no. I would have to say, I am going to tell you this. I'm announcing it for the first time on your show.
They're married. No. Wait, yeah.
I've been married 3 times.
You have your freaking juice over there? What do you call it? Slinky? What do you have a name for your juice?
There's a lot of Jews in Tahoe. They're kind of hidden. So
not juice. You have a name. You have a name for your juice that you drink. Not juice.
So,
I'm gonna pee myself. Your juice. You drink that special fucking juice.
You know my grandfather was a member of the Hasidic warriors. He drank milk with meat on Sabbath, so he was kind of out there before it became fashionable.
I love that there's Jews in Tahoe, but they're hidden. Well, there's probably the Jewish mafia. Then there's probably people buried deep in the lake.
Oh God! When the level of the lake rises, something went down.
I love Lake Tahoe. That is definitely.
You're gonna come back. You're gonna come back up here. Maybe my voice will reach puberty by the time you get up here.
It never has in all the years. But
no, I know. It's so embarrassing.
I just love you, Howie. I am so glad that you're back in my life and you're doing the Jew with a movie review.
Fine. I feel like I'm a semi-regular now. Thanks.
You are regular. Every other
regular soul. I feel very honored to be.
We tried to get you. We couldn't get in touch with you because you were busy noshing on turkey or or wherever.
I was at Newsom's mansion in Fair Oaks. That's why.
Yeah, you've been out and about. You've been a little out and about, but it's okay.
I'm actually more out than about. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I saw you've been doing like mountainy things and the dog and like, you know, very earthy kind of things.
And I shaved off the beard.
Yeah, you shaved off your beard. I knew you were looking just like Howie of yesteryear.
I know.
I like it. I like you beardless.
You like it? Is that more because it's a Hollywood thingy or no, I
like it. It's just like you look softer. I like you without the beard. That's the Howie I knew.
Really? All right. Maybe I'll keep it off.
Can you explain that thing behind you? Is that a dog with a collar on?
That's the dog Nipper, known from RCA as his master's voice. He's got a dog collar on and also an M95 mask. I don't take any chances up here, man.
So, how high above sea level are you, Howie? How high above sea level are you?
Elevation wise or right now? I'm over 6,454 feet right now.
How do you breathe? You wouldn't even know if you had COVID. You can't breathe anyway.
I scare COVID. COVID, you know what? Everyone thought COVID was anti-Semitic, but not that many Jews have gotten it lately, so I'm not worried.
Daryl says you can watch Yellowstone. He told us where to watch it.
It's great. It's on the Paramount Network. You've got to watch it.
I'm going to watch it. My last question to you before we see you in 2 weeks is, have you been watching The Undoing? Because I'm obsessed.
No, that's what I should add to the list. I'm catching up. I'm backlogging on all these other ones.
By the way, I'm like you, that it's really hard for me to get into these long series. I like when they're 6 weeks or 5 weeks because I can do that. I haven't watched the one about chess queen. Queen Gambit. I want to watch
Queen's
that.
Yeah.
But I am obsessed. I won't give it. I mean, I keep guessing who. Every day I wake up and think there's another murderer. But I think you would love The Undoing, and tomorrow's the last one. So just wait and watch them all.
I'll add that to the list. I'm going to add it to the list. But see Zappa, as Daryl said there.
Daryl says it's Zappa. I'm putting Zappa and Yellowstone down on my watch list.
And Dexter, you got to watch Dexter because you'll feel.
To watch Dexter.
You'll feel more normal. You won't feel as. You'll feel that your sanity has a companion. You know?
I felt more normal when I watched Unhinged. You know what scares me about Unhinged is my husband. He's not. But he is a road rage guy, and I'm like, you know, you want to do this? Don't do this now in this day and age, and don't do it. Don't do it now during COVID, and just. Don't do it with me in the car. You want to do this when I'm not around? I don't want to know about it.
That was a five bagel movie too, by the way. I really like that one. Yeah.
That was good. It's a good movie to watch now if you're feeling it.
You've got to watch it in this present time right now, exactly, because this is the perfect environment. Certain environments are better to watch certain movies.
Yeah, though, Russell Crowe, he's crazy.
Oh, Russell Crowe's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Let's keep you on the edge of your seat. Howie, I love you. I love you.
Too. Do you
have anything to drink? You don't have a...
No, I've been shooting up all night, so I'm not thirsty.
What are those drinks that you make? Those shakes that you make? What do you call them?
I call them fizzies. They're fizzies.
Oh, I'm drinking a fizzy too.
They're great. So
like, did you just do this?
No. I can't find it. We'll talk about my fizzy next time. That's kind of personal.
I want to talk about your fizzy, and I want to see your fizzy next time. So bring your fizzy out to play next time.
Oh, let's just hope it doesn't shoot off. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well, you know, it depends on what you put in your fizzy.
Sit, fizzy.
Love you. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Don't forget.
Hi, your producers are great people. Hi, Gene. Good people.
They're the best. Love you.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Shear, and you may remember me from USA Up All Night, or perhaps you've seen me on HSN selling my own line of Rhonda Shear Intimates, or maybe you're watching my new show, RhondaShearSocialHour.com. Well, if you want to watch those and a lot more, you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Rhonda Shear TV at YouTube. All of you have been looking for Up All Night clips. Well, they're all there, hundreds of them, with your favorite stars and celebrities and fun TV commercials and all kinds of random clips. Things that'll make you laugh, things that'll make you cry, things that'll make you go, whoo! Anyway, join me at Rhonda Shear TV at YouTube to get your address is right there. See you there.
You guys have to go to the YouTube channel. It's really great. We are adding things every week. It'll bring you down memory lane, but also some really fun, cool, exciting things. And we ask you to subscribe. It doesn't cost anything for you to subscribe. You just need to have a YouTube account and you just hit subscribe. And there's so many great things on YouTube that you can watch. So go ahead and do that. And I know you'll be entertained for hours because, you know, sometimes the television stuff gets old. Anyway, we have one more fabulous bit for you. We haven't done this in a long time, our Kook of the Week. But before we go to it, if you've got a crazy act that you do, kind of gong show-ish, or you want to be on our show yourself, go to RhondaShearSocialHour.com. Let us know about it. And then you can just video yourself doing some crazy Kook of the Week thing. Let's check out this week and see what we have on. I don't even know. This is a kook that came about without my knowledge. Let's check it out.
Offbeat, quirky, eccentric, queer, it's Rhonda's Kook of the Week. Far out, way out, don't you fear, it's Rhonda's Kook of the Week. Up, down, left, right, these zany guests are out of sight. Our peculiar, insane, surreal, it's Rhonda's Kook of the Week. Up, down, left, right, these zany guests are out of sight. Our peculiar, insane, surreal, it's Rhonda's Kook of the Week.
What was that? Was that a gorilla? Should have been a turkey because it's Thanksgiving. But you know what? We never know with Kook of the Week. So if you have that special talent and you want to showcase it here, hopefully unmask. We want to hear from you at RhondaShearSocialHour.com. I want to make you a star. Okay, I know. Whoa, you're right, Isaac. Anyway, it's been great. I want to thank all of my guests, Patricia Rossignol, amazing perfumer, fashionista, socialite, incredible philanthropic lady. We love her. And Howie Knave, hysterical with his movie reviews, just hysterical. We'll have him back in 2 weeks. And oh, he's so great. And then my dear friend, Cato Kalin, who is doing so amazing and doing such wonderful things. And we have to watch for him on Wizard World when that comes back live. And I'm sure in your area. In the meantime, all things Cato Kalin, we may be doing some stuff together. We don't know. That's what's really cool about this show. In the meantime, as I like to sign off, you know what I like to say. If it's Florida, it's Rhonda up all night. On the Social Hour, love and sizzle kisses. Nighty night.
Stuck in quarantine, don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the social distancing, social hour. The social distancing, social hour.